Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Forever Dog.
Hi, Adventureketeers. It's me, Ben Blacker.
And me, Ben Acker.
The Thrilling Adventure Hour is returning with brand new episodes starting Monday, October 29th, available on all the podcast apps, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Google. What do you use for your podcast?
Whatever's on my phone.
Please subscribe to our Patreon page right now so that we can pay for everything and give you great stuff in return. You won't be paying for this episode. This is free.
Gratis.
It's patreon.com/thrillingadventurehour. So we hope you enjoy these new episodes. I'm confident you will.
Then I'm confident that they will. You will. You guys will.
This is Ben Acker.
And Ben Blacker.
See you in hell.
Not if I see you first.
And now, coming to you from Hollywood, Los Angeles, California, America, it's the nation's favorite new time podcast in the style of old time radio, The Thrilling Adventure Hour. Recorded live at Largo at the Coronet in Hollywood, California, America. Tonight's episode, Sparks, Nevada, Marshall on Mars, Space Aversary. Starring Mark Evan Jackson as Sparks, Nevada, and Andrew Daly as Mercury, his faithful rocket steed. Featuring Julia Duffy and Jerry Lacey as the Nevadas. Narration by Hal Lublin. Music by Andy Paley and the Andy Paley Orchestra. Sparks, Nevada's theme is by Eben Schletter.
Kids, shine your Astro Spurs and don your robot fists, because it's time for our first thrilling adventure. Sparks, Nevada, Marshall on Mars! Justice rides a rocket steed across the crimson plains of the fourth planet, where one man brings fear to robots and aliens, and hope to the humans who make this frontier planet their home. He is Sparks Nevada, Marshall on Mars!
I'm from Earth.
With his rocket steed below him.
I am also from Earth. I'm a horse with rocket parts.
Sparks Nevada rights the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
When there's varmints need a catching and youngins need a saving, on my rocket steed I race across the stars. For I've sworn by the burrs of my Astro Spurs to right the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
Yes, he rights the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
Oh, the hyper cattle's humming and the margin savage drumming are as beautiful as comet bugs in jars. Pure, I'm from Earth, but I right the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
Yes, he rights the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
On the plains, the red planet, I uphold the law, and I do it with a pair of robot fists.
Ow!
Evil extermination I have faced, for my robot rogues, they hardly ever miss.
Hardly ever miss!
And I reckon I'll be riding in the name of truth and justice for as long as I can count the shooting stars. For I've sworn by the birds of my Astro Spurs to right the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
Yes, he rights the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
And I'm from Earth.
When last we left our hero, he had defeated a technologically advanced alien whose strange technology had technologied the animals of Mars with the ability to speak. Having forged a friendship unique to cowboy and horse, our heroes experience a moment of reflection.
This is nice, ain't it? Kicking back between adventures, watching the clouds, just a guy and his horse.
A horse and his guy!
Mars ain't such a bad planet, is it?
It's a pretty darn good one, thanks to its marshal.
Ah, and his horse.
Well, that's me!
No, I know. Wasn't so long ago I was a greenhorn on this planet.
Oh, you've come a long way since your academy days.
Oh, thank you. That means a lot, you know, today being what it is.
Why, what is today?
Oh, seriously? It's, today's the anniversary of me becoming Marshal on Mars. Hey, you've sped up and I'm not steering. Are you taking us somewhere? What's going on?
Yes, I am. I'm taking you straight to the saloon. I aim to buy you an anniversary drink.
Little early in the day, don't you think? I probably shouldn't. I will, I'm gonna, but, one drink, I'll do one drink.
All right.
Hang on, you got money?
Some.
Let's do it.
All right.
All right.
The space saloon doors are open.
What the?
Happy anniversary!
Wait a second. What is all this?
I was only pretending not to remember. Did I fool you?
Yeah.
I think I did. But I didn't see your face. Who saw his face? Was he surprised?
I was surprised.
I mean, I feel like his body language said that he was surprised, but there's a saddle between us, so I can't go by that.
No. I was surprised. Wow. Oh, wow. Everybody's here. Looks like all the people in town came out. This is amazing.
Congratulations.
Thank
We're
you.
Really happy to have you there.
Thank you.
Hey, and look, some robots came too.
Beep, boop.
Happy anniversary.
Celebrate.
Wow. Robot. Oh, and an alien or two.
Bleak Gordon Marshall.
Black anniversary.
Yep. Even those clone farmers took time out from farming to come raise a glass to you.
Here's to many more.
Wow. This is amazing. You told everybody. That's great.
Oh, wait till you see. The best ones aren't even here yet.
The best? What do you mean? Who are the best?
Oh, just wait till you see.
Yeah, no, just tell me.
Oh, I know how you love surprises.
See, that's what I don't.
Yeah.
So, that's what I'm saying.
Well, I do, though.
No, that I can tell, but yeah. I do.
Well, why, whatever is that noise?
Oh, Mercury, it didn't.
Well, it must be the sound of a surprise.
Oh, Mercury, tell me it didn't.
Beaming down from the starship Indomitable!
Mars, fourth planet from the sun. All right, if you like red. Not my favorite color, but to each his own, right, hon?
First things first, dear. Another safe landing. Good work, teleport man Kowar.
Thank you, ma'am.
Hello, Mom. Dad.
I'm sorry, I just can't get over that teleport. We're indoors. That's amazing. You're an artist, Kowar.
I'm blushing up here, ma'am.
Hi, Teleport Man Kowar.
Ah, happy marshalling anniversary, man.
Thank you, yeah. It's great.
You know, you ask me, teleporting down is enough. Used to be, you try to teleport inside, you get your molecules stuck in the floor.
Floor, yeah.
Or a table, maybe. But they can do it now, so they do it, and that's how it goes. At this rate, in a generation or two, it'll be goodbye doors.
There'll always be doors, hon.
That's what they said about bullet guns. Now it's lasers and phasers and every other damn thing besides.
Okay.
Your father's in a mood, Noodle.
Oh, no way.
Look at all these sentients. Now, used to be you have a party, you'd invite humans. I mean, maybe an alien if they're a diplomat and you got an alliance.
Dad, don't. Come on.
Maybe you'd have a robot for a bartender, but that's it. No clones, that's for sure.
We've come a long way.
Fah.
Captain Caiaphas, Nevada, and Commander Stacy Kearns, Nevada, of the United Solar System Alliance. I'm glad you got my communique. Hey, can I get you a drink? Champagne, maybe? Or punch? There's punch.
Oh, this is something else.
Noodle, your horse is talking.
Yeah, no, I know. Mars is having an outbreak of animals talking. It's alien science. It's temporary. Another month tops.
You know, we sing a song sometimes. We do. I'm Mercury. I'm a horse.
Well, isn't that something?
Okay. Sparky, did you report this animals talking?
And sometimes singing.
Situation to the United Solar System Alliance?
No.
Why not?
I don't know, sir. Come on.
Oh, you do too? No. You didn't report it to the USSA because you don't report to the USSA. You report to the Mars-Earth Coalition and you reported it to them. I saw.
Thank you.
Should a horse even be indoors? Must violate the health code.
It's fine.
Dear, maybe this planet doesn't have a health code. Noodle?
Oh,
does Mars have a health code?
Yes, Mom. God.
You forget how to answer the commander?
Sorry. Yes, ma'am, Commander Kearns, Nevada. Mars has a health code.
Been long enough since you called her. I thought maybe you forgot how to answer her, being out of practice as you are.
Yeah, okay. God.
Sounds to me like you also forgot what tone to take with your father.
Must have, yeah.
Noodle, Captain, we're here to celebrate, not grumble at each other. Mercury, dear, we would love some punch. Thank you.
Little help here. Kind of hard to pour. Due to being a horse.
All right, you're a horse. Here we go. Captain, Commander, here's some punch.
Make a toast, Father.
A toast?
Yeah, you don't have to.
I think it would be nice.
Go ahead, dear.
Okay.
Yes, Mother. All you beings, raise your damn glass. Here's to the boy for...
Four?
You really don't have to do this. This is.
Oh, please, he wants to!
He seriously does not want to.
Don't tell me what I want to do and what I don't want to do.
I didn't... That's not... Oh.
All right. Here's to the boy for his... anniversary of...
See what I'm saying? He does not see? He doesn't want to do it.
I can grit my teeth and keep them grit for a party, but I'll be damned if I can make a toast as if this was the life we wanted for him.
Caiaphas, Nevada!
I knew it!
He didn't mean it, Noodle.
Yes,
he could have been an eagle in the sky instead of an ant on the ground.
But he's the biggest ant on really special ground!
Even the head ant is just an ant, horsey.
Commander, Captain.
Saved by Mr. Bell. What is it, Mr. Bell?
We are receiving an emergency distress call. We can take care of it up here if you would like to continue the celebration.
Thank you. No, Mr. Bell, no. We'll be up momentarily.
Teleport Mankowar.
Standing by.
Well, that's that.
Bye.
Duty calls,
And we really are proud of you, Noodle.
Sparks,
don't lie to the boy.
Oh, why? Who does it hurt?
Him. It hurts him.
It does not.
It does not.
No, I'm fine.
Pard, you should go with him.
What? I should not.
Oh, yes, you have to tell them.
Tell them what?
That you're not an ant.
But I'm not an ant, so...
Yeah. Tell them that you're from Earth.
Yeah, they know where I'm from. They're from it, too. Also, ants are, so...
It's now or never.
Never? What are you
Well, it could be, partner. The life you lead, the life they lead. Think about it.
Well, goodbye, Noodle. Teleport us, Coward.
You got it, ma'am.
All right, teleport, man. You got room in that teleport for one more? Two more, one of which is a horse.
It's just all units broken down into informational energy, transported at light speed, and recoded into the original state of matter to me.
So yes?
Wait, I don't authorize this.
Oh. It's too late. We're here.
Well, this is a nice ship. Real big.
Yes. You know how much each teleport costs.
Oh, bill me, Dad.
On your salary? Ha! We'll cover you this time, boy, but never talk into my open channel again.
Captain, Commander, Marshal, Horse.
I'm Mercury.
I am Mr. Bell, first mate of the starship Indomitable.
Good!
Sit rep, Mr. Bell.
The ship in distress is called the Pride of Uranus. Its engines are non-operational, the air supply is at 22%, the plumbing systems are completely crippled.
Get us there 5 minutes ago, Rocket Man Fitzgerald.
Aye, aye, Commander. Initiating mega space travel drive. Mega space breached. ETA, 30 units.
I pray we're not too late.
Hey, speaking of being too late, nudge!
Yeah, all right. While we're in megaspace, why I followed you guys up here, I wanted you guys to know something.
Now, quiet, boy. This isn't your little Mars tea party. This is USSA business time.
Sorry, sir.
Sorry, sir, but this can't wait.
I won't tell you again, boy.
Approaching the Pride of Uranus.
Hold an idle, Rocket Man. This all looks very familiar.
Aye, Captain.
It's just stars and black. What looks familiar?
The stars, boy. The black. Where the space hell are we?
Positioning now, sir. We appear to be in the Violence Nebula.
The Violence Nebula?
What's the Violence of the Nebula?
Home of the Murder Man. Homicidal sapiens. They're like humans, only genetically modified for maximum destruction.
Are we in Murder Man airspace, Mr. Bell?
No.
Are we in Murder Man space?
Nearly. And look, there is the Pride of Uranus.
Is it in Murder Man space?
I'm afraid so, Captain. And if we enter their space, we would be in violation of the Man Murder Man Treaty.
You guys made a treaty with a people called Murder Men?
You cannot imagine how tenuous that treaty is.
No, I bet I can.
No, that's enough sass, boy.
Oh, come on.
There are lives at stake and treaties, which are sometimes more important.
Wait, really?
If we can get these people to safety, we damn well will. But if we can't, we damn well won't.
Rocket Man, devisible the Starcraft and take us behind that asteroid. Better safe twice than sorry once.
Aye, Commander.
Radar Man Johnson, report.
The Pride of Uranus is nearly out of air. The distress call has gone from cold severe to cold dire.
Those aren't very good codes.
Yonder are three Murder Man murder ships. Shields up and weapons out. That's all I got to say about that.
Well, this is a sad turn of events. Communications man Hardy, send our condolences to the Pride of Uranus.
Belay that. Wait, what?
The Murder Man want us to violate that treaty. Then they can blow us out of the sky and attack the USSA.
It's textbook Murder Man.
Yeah, literally textbook. This was the final at the Academy. A simulation of a no-win situation just like this. If you lower shields to teleport the crew of the distress ship to safety, the enemy aliens shoot you. Why you can't teleport past shields, I don't know. It seems kind of arbitrary.
The way I remember it is, you don't get to pipe up if you didn't finish the test.
You never finished the test?
I don't test well.
your man here tried to mount a rescue alone. This one, with his quick draw practice and his lasso shenanigans, he told his crew to stand down. And there was a mutiny, only one in Academy history.
Well, I knew how to do it, so...
There's no way to do it. You have to be okay with losing a ship sometimes to ensure the protection of the solar system.
Yeah, well, I ain't okay with that.
And what makes you so special?
I'm...
from Earth.
I can't talk to him when he's like this.
All right.
Noodle, it's okay. Sometimes you have to lose a ship to maintain a treaty. It's sad, but it's okay.
No, it ain't.
You gonna do something about it, boy?
No, sir.
That's right, because this is my StarCraft.
Yes, sir.
And this is my solar system.
Yes, sir.
And my alliance.
Yes, sir.
You can't do things by yourself. You need a crew.
Yes, sir.
Now, don't get worked up, Captain. He gets worked up.
Oh, I'm not getting worked up, Mother. It's time Sparks learned how the real world works. The real world.
Pard, it's now or never.
You're right. Captain, Dad, I got a crew. And he's a horse.
What's that now?
See how he's equipped with rocket parts? Ain't just so we can get all over the planet super fast. He's also got Wi-Fi. Mercury, join the StarCraft network.
Password?
Try Noodle.
It's not Noodle.
We're in. Mm.
Really, Stace?
It's a good password. It wouldn't be so obvious to anyone but our son, would it?
Mercury, detect other networks.
Oh, the Murder Man ships are all linked.
Access it.
Well, the Murder Man's murder ship network is password protected, too. Should I try Noodle again?
No, shut in the dark. Try murder.
We are in the system!
What's up? Teleport man, scooch over. I need your seat. Scooch! All right, Mercury, launch remote desktop connection.
You got it, boss. All of desktop are belong to us.
It's weird English.
Well, I'm a horse.
Sure, yeah. All right, they're running Windows. This should be easy. First, let's show them we're serious. Delete their playlists.
The murder men are aware of the breach.
Yeah, no, duh. I just deleted their playlist. Empty trash.
You got it.
They ain't getting those back.
We no longer have divisibility. They're coming for us.
Yep, and they're probably murder mad. Mercury, take down all the shields. Ours and theirs.
Okay, you got it, buddy.
Are you crazy, boy? They'll shoot us out of space. That's hundreds of lives. And then they'll murder the pride of Uranus just because.
This is when the mutiny happened.
Well, I won't let it happen again.
Whoa. Caiaphas! Do not point a blaster at your son!
This blaster is set to blast, boy. Step away from the teleport joystick.
If you blast me, we're all dead.
We're all dead anyway.
I believe in you, Pard!
Murder ships in position to fire.
So are we. Yep.
Status report. The three murder ships have exploded, man. Look at that blown up, man. That's all right.
Blowed up is what happens when you teleport laser missiles onto murder ships, then blow them up.
You outdrew their guns.
Now, what do you say we rescue the folks inside the pride of Uranus?
Now you scooch, mister. I'll start teleporting him on board.
Do that, teleport man. As for you, boy.
Yeah, Captain?
Don't touch my ship's controls ever again.
Yes, sir.
I got them set just the way I like them.
Like you like. Mom, you look like you want to summarize something, maybe a point about humanity.
I would, Noodle. We murdered the murder man as easily as clicking a few buttons on a mouse.
Keyboard, but yeah.
The murder men may be murderous by nature, but aren't we, too? And which is worse? Someday, maybe we'll live in a galaxy where we'll all just call each other men and women, with respect to all genders and creatures. But until then, I make cocoa for the people we saved from the pride of Uranus.
Your mom's neat.
Isn't she? Yeah.
Sparky, maybe I could pull some strings and you could retake that placement exam.
Just Sparks is fine, and I appreciate it, sir, but I'm happy on Mars.
You did it. You told him.
What do you think he'll say?
Well, Mars is lucky to have you. Now go help your mother make that cocoa.
Yes, sir.
Is this the end of Sparks, Nevada? Marshall on Mars? Heaven made parental peace. Can he bring placidity to the red planet? Find out in the next exciting adventure of Sparks, Nevada, Marshall on Mars.
This has been the Thrilling Adventure Hour podcast. If you like what you've heard, please leave a comment on iTunes. The Thrilling Adventure Hour is written by Ben Acker and Ben Blacker and directed by Aaron Ginsberg. Special thanks to Joel Spence, Barry Duryea, Jesse Honig, and me, Brian Stack. For show dates, photos, and more information, visit thrillingadventurehour.com. From the oral tradition to the oral tradition, one of the many fine distinctions available from the Thrilling Adventure Hour.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.